It's time for the 2-Minute Drill
on the Bill Riley Show.
A quick hit look at what's going on around the world of sports locally,
regionally,
and nationally. The 2-Minute Drill
brought to you by Alta Mortgage Financial
on Utah's number one sports talk,
ESPN 700.
We like to check in from time to time on different NFL camps. A lot of Bronco interest here in Salt Lake City, so it's always good to go check in on the Denver Broncos, especially when you've got guys with local ties on that team. Troy Rent covers the Broncos for Denver's ABC 7. Troy, how are things?
Great. Everything's good.
So the Broncos, expectations, they finally settled on their quarterback. What's the feel in camp about the choice going with Simeon over Lynch?
Well, Simeon beat out Lynch. It wasn't really close. So the team's ready to move forward. You know, whether or not Simeon can be a franchise guy and be the guy for several years to come, that remains to be decided. But for a team with a championship-caliber defense, they had to go with the quarterback that gives them the best position, best chance to win now, and that is clearly Trevor Simeon.
How is the offense going to look different this year, or better, or the same with Simeon pulling the trigger again? Many of the weapons are still there. The running game is good. They've added, obviously, a Utah player and Garrett Bowles at that left side to solidify the left tackle spot. What's going to look different about the offense this year?
Well, it'll be a little more creative under Mike McCoy, different routes, more motion to try to get defense disguises for against defenses. But it starts up front. Garrett Bowles, until last week, had a great camp. He had four penalties last week, but he's the starting left tackle, plays with an edge, plays nasty. They're encouraged by what they've seen. But it really starts up front. They gave up 40 sacks last year. They ranked 27th rushing, 26th in red zone touchdown percentage. So if they're able to run the ball more effectively, with a healthy C.J. Anderson, with eventually a healthy Utah's Devontae Booker, they think they'll be pretty decent. But that's where it starts. If they're able to run, then the pressure gets off Simeon, and I think he'll play better. And then as an offense, they'll be better. But if they can't run the ball, then it's just going to be ugly again.
Well, Troy, tell Bronco fans not to worry, because Garrett Bowles had a slew of penalties early last year, and then he became an absolute monster. So maybe that's just his early season MO. You mentioned Devontae Booker. How's the wrist healing, and is he expected to be back soon and contributing in that backfield?
Well, the target date right now would be September 23rd at Buffalo, the third regular season game. You know, it's unfortunate for Devontae because he had a great offseason. He was pushing for the number one job with C.J. Anderson, and then he has surgery. And, this is the NFL. In his absence, the rookie D'Angelo Henderson has probably had the best camp of any rookie, Bowles included. And so you got to see. But right now, I would say Booker is tentatively scheduled to be back the third week of the season. There'll be a role for him. It's just hard to tell where that role will be until he gets back on the field.
That's Troy Rennick. He covers the Broncos for ABC 7 in Denver. Troy, thanks so much.
You got it. Have a great day.
All right, you too. We go from football in Denver to football here in Salt Lake City. I'll be with Jay Nolly tonight on the call of Real Salt Lake and the San Jose Earthquakes. Ted Ramey's in town. He's here to cover that game for San Jose, play-by-play voice of the Earthquakes. It's a little bit different team, Ted, than the one we saw last time, namely at head coach.
Yeah, it was a surprise because the day after that game, which was a win for the Earthquakes, and it was a well-fought game between these two as always, you know, the press release comes out the next day, and all of a sudden we're looking at the fact that the Earthquakes have decided to part ways with Dom Kinnear and go with Chris Leach. So, yeah, it's definitely a different team now, and they're lining up differently. They're doing things differently, and, you know, change remains the constant around Major League Soccer. Of course, we've seen more than a few coaching changes this year around the league, but, you know, the team is still – they're still trying to find that form on the road. They were not performing great previously under Dom Kinnear. They've not been great under Chris Leach so far on the road, and they're hoping to change that tonight, much to the dismay of Real Salt Lake fans everywhere.
Yeah, RSL hasn't been necessarily great at home. A lot of draws at home. Tactically, I know we talked to Mike Petke yesterday. They're playing kind of five in the back. What about up top? Obviously, Wando's still there. Has anything changed under Leach with the attack?
You know, they're coming forward a little bit first. I got to say, Mike Petke might be my hero because of his rant about referees a couple weeks back. That was maybe the greatest rant in the last 5 years from any coach in any sport. That's right up there at the tops all time. But in terms of the attack, you know, Wando is still going to be the primary goal scorer. You're starting to see more from Vaco, the new DP that they acquired. First signed on June 22nd, saw his first appearance in New York against the Red Bulls, and he just made his first start for the Earthquake. So we're starting to see more of him. He had a goal on Saturday night, and so you're starting to see a little bit more from him. But the offense still trying to find that overall rhythm for the Earthquakes. That's still the number one goal. But yeah, Wando, I mean, he just keeps on getting it done. He just had another landmark moment on Saturday night. First player in Major League Soccer history with 8 consecutive seasons of 10 or more goals. And he was the previous record holder at 7 consecutive seasons, so he just keeps on chugging along.
Ted, what's the expectation for them to make the playoffs? They've obviously got to be better on the road. RSL and San Jose below that line right now. What's the expectation for them to be able to make the playoffs?
Well, I think that really depends on who you ask. I mean, I think that when they made the change at head coach and brought in Jesse Fiorinelli before the season began and made a couple of big acquisitions with targeted allocation money and signed a new DP, was that they really wanted to break back in there this year. It's the third season of Avaya. It came close in 2015. Last year was a down year. They've been floating right around the red line this year. If you look at the actual, you know, whoever's making these numbers for MLSsoccer.com, after the other night, I think the Earthquakes had a 27% chance of making the playoffs. But, you know, I think that's yet to be determined. I know the fans would tell you they expect the Earthquakes to make the playoffs, and I've kind of felt this year watching the team play that it, more often than not, they've looked like a playoff team, but we all know how it goes in these last, you know, from August on in Major League Soccer. I mean, you look at where Portland was last year, you look at where Seattle, or Portland was 2 years ago, Seattle was last year. I think the amount of changes that are going to happen between now and the end of October, I mean, coin flip at this point to predict who exactly beyond Toronto is going to be, quote-unquote, the favorite when all is said and done and we're heading towards the playoffs.
He's the play-by-play voice of the Quakes. Quakes in RSL tonight at Rio Tinto Stadium. Thanks, Ted.
Hey, no problem. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Ted Ramey with us here on the Bill Riley Show, and that's your 2-Minute Drill presented by Alta Mortgage Financial.